Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Mishnah goes off onto a Zaitig, I wouldn't even say a topic, a Zaitig idea over here. Agav, that we're discussing the halachos of Korban Chagiga, and Korban Chagiga doesn't have a clear makor. There's a bunch of dinim that negate the Korban Chagiga that have very little smach in the Torah. The Torah doesn't even define how to bring the carbon. The Torah just says, V'chagoysem, Chazal understand that that means a carbon. Agav that, the Mishnah is going to bring up different areas in halacha that have a lot of halachas with very little smach or almost no smach min ha-mikra. Heter nedarim, the dinim of how to be matir nedarim. It does have a smach in the Torah when you learn nedarim, but it's not a clear makar, all the dinim of Pesach and Charot, and which nedarim one could be matir and which not, and how to do it with three, with one. Very little makar min ha-tayru, a yochid mumcha as opposed to three hediyotis. The Mishnah calls it heten nedarim porchin ba'avir. It's flying in the air. It's kilo oimid, it's floating in the air, better said. Ve'en lehem al ma'ashe yismoichu. It has very little makor in Chumash. It's kemat something that's Torah Shebal Peh, that the Chachomim have in the service and what the halachas are. Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos v'hami'ilos. Hilchos Shabbos has a yam of halachas. Melachos, what's mefush in the Torah? We have Chazal say the smichus of Binyan Mishkan to Melach Shabbos tells us that we learn out that the Melachos which are used for Binyan Mishkan doesn't say in the Torah more than that. Lo Yisavaru Eish B'chol Mashveisechem says something about Eish, but besides for that, all the dinim of Melachos Machsheves, the dugmas that we're bringing of what's Hilchos Shabbos that are multifaceted with very little makar in the Torah is the way the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. Mi'ilois are the halachos of a korban mi'ilah is when somebody's moil. But if he sends a shliach and he sends the money and he told him to take from this and he told him to take from that, and if he takes from this, then it's called mi'ilah, he's mechavin, he's the moil, So again, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings the whole dogma that the Gemara brings at Daf Yud. Also, very little. There's mi'ilah b'shegig, there's mi'ilah b'mezid. Who's called the moil when it's b'shlichus? All that the Tosfos Yom Tov brings, that's weiter. Very little smach min ha-mikra. And chagigos, which is how we got into this idea in the first place. The Mishnah uses the term harehim kaharorim hatluyim b'sayro. Huge mountains that are totally mamish in a hir. They're attached with a hir. Why? She'en mikra muot v'halochos merubas. Very little smach min ha-mikra. Many halochos. Hadinim. Ho'avoidos, hatayris, hatumas v'arayis. These are areas in halacha which have much more makar min ha-mikra. Dinim is dinim omnes, pashas mishpatim. Ho'avoidos, the dinim of karbonis, tairis, has whole pashas, shmini, tazria, mitzayra. Vatumois is the flip side, arayis also. Terah is mefarit, and the Terah leaves very little to the imagination in dini arayis. It's all mefurishim, pashas akrimois, and pashas kedoshim. Yesh la mamashi yismoichu, hein hein gufei Terah. What the Mishnah says, which is the way the Mefarshim explain it, is that you have to add a vav. Hein vehein. Gufei Torah, there's no chilik between the two of them. There's no chilik between Meleches Boirer on Shabbos, which has absolutely no smach min ha-mikra, and Korban Oilo, which all the details are spelled out by Mefurish in Parshas Vayikra. They're both Gufei Torah. And this is a hakdama to the next Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We have another din which is nothing to do really with Meseches Chagiga, but the Mishnah uses this as a springboard for a different discussion. The Gemara over here has a lengthy discussion. Here's where the Gemara goes into the whole inyan or the inyonim of how Sisrei Torah, how Kabbalah is given over. And the Mishnah introduces it like this: Ein Darshin Barayis Bishloshim. A chochom who is darshaning the halachas does not darshan about arayis b'shloisha. What does that mean? The Rav explains we're talking here about a few arayis which are min hadrosha, bitoy me'anusosoy, and there's also Anus HaSoviv. There are a few examples of Arayis and not Mufush. If a person speaking in Halacha, things that are Torah Shebal Peh, the three we're talking here, by the way, before Torah was written down. Before Torah Shebal Peh was written down. So whatever was said over by Chachamim was said over only Baal Peh. The details which are Kulay Torah Shebal Peh, which are only Al Pi Droshes, if he'd be dashing to three, and he would, let's say, have Rishakal Chathayu with two, so one of them could miss the details, and one of them could miss the details. The lashon over here that comes from the Gemara is V'yavoyu lahokol ba'arayis ha'idei shenafshe shol odom isavalahem u'mechamdosin yoysim yishai esurim shabbatayru. This the Mishnah uses as a springboard for other areas with his michshol if they're not given over properly from a chachom. V'loy b'mayse bereshis b'shnayim. Mayse bereshis refers to soidois of Briyas ha'olam. V'loy b'mayse merkova. Mayse merkova is a different type of. The Mishnah just says that there's two in chalokim of Sisrei Torah. One is called Mayse bereshis, commonly called in Chazal Maisa Merkava. But over here it's called Maisa Bereshis and Merkava. What these two areas of Halacha, of Kabbalah, of Sisrei Torah are, we have no idea. The Rav just brings that Maisa Merkava is the Marois that was seen by Yecheskel and Yeshaya. The Rambam, Kedarkoi, downplays Sisrei Torah of things that are otherworldly, things that are not rational, and the Rambam understands that Maisa Bereshis is all branches of Chokhmah Sateva, and Maisa Merkava are understandings more than Yonam that Meir Nevuchmakin consists of, what he calls Mitzius Hakel VaAchrav VaMalokim VaNefesh VaSeichel, and also the ideas of Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba. These type of ideas have to be given over in a very cautious way. Those that write over here more Binyone Kabbalah, which, like we're saying, Maisa Merkava is the Maris of Yecheskel and Yeshaya, understand that there are different Kabbalah Svarim. There are different levels of Hasoga in the Olamos, and different levels of Hasoga. What I heard many times, it comes from Beis Midrash Shel Agra, from Ramesh Shapirim, is that the Svarim that are the Soid of Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis is a sefer called Sefer Yitzirah, which contains all the soidos of the Oisius and the Nekudos and how they're put together, because the letters of the Aleph Beis are the building blocks of the Bria. And Maisa Merkava has its foundation in the sefer that's called Safra Ditzniusa. Maisa Bereshis, Sefer Yitzirah, has its source, the original version of Sefer Yitzirah, was written by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Av of recognition in the Elikus of the Bria itself, Olam Chesed Yibane. And the Av of Torah, so to speak, of Mesiris HaTorah, is Yaakov Avinu. And Safed Tznius, again, has its first Sherish in the Mishnah Sheshel Yaakov Avinu. Good. Sisrei Torah, we don't know what we're talking about. But all these Inyonim have to be given over in Darshan. What this means is that the Chochem HaMoisim, and the Gemara goes to different examples, Rabbi Yechem and Zakin of Lesman Hukin, is how G'dayli HaTanoim with Deirish bin Yone, Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Mekova, how they did it, how they gave it over to the Talmidim. The Gemara goes to over here, Chachomim that were worthy of levels of Asoga, and Mechsholim of those, there's the famous Gemara of Arba Shanichnesul the Pardes, and they didn't come out from reaching the highest levels of Asoga. They didn't come out unscathed. There was Elisha ben Avuya who became Acher. There was Ben Zoyma and Ben Azai, one of them who was Mace, and one of them who was Hitzitz, V'yotze Midaitoi. And there was only Rebbe Kiva that was Nichnas Lepardes B'Sholom, Yotze B'Sholom. So there's danger in learning in Yonim that are above a person's Madrega without the proper Hachona, without the proper Hasoga. And here the Mishnah says that it has to be given over only if he's a Chochom or Mevi Midaiti, which means that even the Moiser, the one who's teaching him, can only give over Rosh Prokim, and a lot has to be left unsaid and left to the Hasoga of the Makabal himself. If he has to be spoon-fed, that itself brings to Mechshelem, because he will properly hear, he won't properly hear. And a mashahu off in Hasaga will lead to tremendous Mechshelem in Ikrei Emunah. I've heard it said that there were G'daylim, Reb Chaim Brisker, Befrath, that would much easier give a halacha. Others held not that way. But Reb Chaim Brisker would much easier give a haskama on a halacha sefer than on a hashkofa sefer. Halacha sefer, so by definition, you could pick, you could choose, you could pass in that way. If you're going to find something, you hold the shver, so you won't pass in that way, you'll argue on the mekabler. Hashkofa, wrong hashkofas could go into a person, the person won't have the discernment to be able to be maven dover mitech dover. If something is not explained 100%, Reb Chaim would not allow it to be published. This is based on this idea. Kol mistakel barbo dvorim. One chochem who's mistakel means to look, but it really means to ponder, to fatifzik, to be misamik barbo dvorim. Roi loy ki ilu loy bo lo ilam. This is an expression of Chazal. It would have been better that he shouldn't have been born, because his being is more of a kilkel than a tikkun. There's another gears over here, rotui loy, which means also it's a different way of saying the same idea. That's how Rashi has the gears in the Gemara, Miloshin Rachmonus. So Rachmonus, kil loy bo lo ilam. The idea is the same. Malo malo, what's above, malamata, what's below, malufnim, what's inside, malocha, what's... Lefnim doesn't mean inside, it means before Malo Ocher. What we're talking over here is for people to be masik, to ponder, what's above levels of Hasoga that can be grasped. Again, to use the Sprach of the Gemara that comes from the Maisim Merkov in the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, so there's a Musig, it says Malo Malo, the Rav just brings me Rosh Chayis. Chayis, like we have Srofim in front of a Chayis HaKadosh, that much we know, because we say it in Davening every day. The Chayis are the Koychis Ruchniim that are in the Shmei Shemayim. On what's on top of the Chayis is a Rekia, what's on top of the Rekia is the Kisei HaKavod. What's on top of the Kisei HaKavod is Marid Mus Kvod Hashem. And what's above that is beyond Hasaga. Elamos is if an Elamos, Elamos, this is what the world that we live in, the Elam Asiya, the Elam HaBriya, the Elam HaYitziria, which is the world of Malachim, that has some type of Hasaga, the Elam HaBriya, which is higher, a higher form of Malachim, Kisei HaKavod, and the Elam Atzilus. These ideas are beyond comprehension. Malamato. Rashi explains that Malamato is both Nesiachis to the Chayis. The Chayis is the highest level of beings, heavenly beings that we could comprehend. So Malamalo, and even Malamato also one can ask. The Rav doesn't seem to say that. The Rav says Malamato is mitachas la'oretz. What that means is, the Rav got it to Tveit Sol, brings it also b'shem to Yerushalmi, that we could only comprehend, the Rebbein Shem created the world, Bereshis, Bara Elokim, and everything that's in it, and then there's something beyond, there's something, what he calls mitachas la'aretz, means something that's under creation, something that's beyond what was created. Again, what does that mean exactly? Malafonim, malo'ochor. The Rav first brings a pshat there, what it means, ponim and ochor, is what's called mizrach and mariv, is called the Lashon HaTorah, kedem, and because the sun rises in mizrach and the sun sets, so that's lafnim la'ochor. What exists outside the realm of an existence that we could comprehend. It means also Tzofen and Dorim. Why the Mishnah would say it in Mizrach and Mairiv, that Pashtus, because that denotes the scope of all existence. Kiviyochel, the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, means everything from the point of starting, from Bereshis Bara Elokim until the end of time, what's outside of that? Then the Rav brings another pshat, Taka. What's Lefnim Koidim Shenivra Ha'olam? Malocha b'soifu olam la'achas hayomim. That's on a deeper level what we're saying. It means that could we comprehend? We say in Adon Olam, v'acharei kechlois hakol. After everything is finished, after all existence ends, levado yimloich, the Rebbeinu Shlom will be the only being that's levado. before the world existed, was brought, before all the worlds were brought into existence, there was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't comprehend that. We can't comprehend a non-existence where there's a total existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's beyond the human mind. And at the end of time, the Python adds the word neira. It's taka a machshava neira. It's something that the human mind can't comprehend. That's what it means, by the way. The word neira means something that we can't comprehend. Anybody who could be nisyachis to these in yonim with a l'chera, the pashas, the hemshach of the Mishnah, is anybody who can be nisyachis to these in yonim with a leichtkeit, with a cavalier attitude, so then he's not chos al kvoid koinei. The same sprach is also used by the Medrash at the end of Briyas Olam, which the events of Briyas Olam. What does it mean there was a world with day and night without a sun and a moon? Till the fourth day. We don't know what that means. What does that mean that there was a Shamayim v'oretz without there being Yam v'yabosha? Again, we don't know what that means. So we can understand the Parsha Ma'aseh Bereishis and how all of being was brought. We know b'metzias that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's muchrach in seichel that the Rebbeinu Shlomo created the world yesh ma'ayin, but we can't comprehend it. So there's a medrash that says the Loshin on Vayer Vayvoyki Yoyim HaShishi Vaychul HaShemayim V'oretz. The medrash puts a stop sign there. Amar Ablevi, Adkan, until the end of Ma'aseh Bereishis, until the end of Perek Aleph, Kvoid Elikim Haster Dover. The Kvoid of the Rebbeinu Shalom is that all this is Beseisa, can't be comprehended. Mikan Ve'elech, Chakor Dover, from here and on, from Perek Beis and on, things can be comprehended. And that's the Kvoid HaMalchus. So the Kol Shalachas Al Kvoid Koinoi, to be masik, to philosophically try to be masik, things that are undefinable, he defeats the purpose of the world as l'chvoidi l'shmi barasiv, and he's defeating that. L'maisa, the mefarshim over here say this is going on something else, and they have to know exactly what the hemshach advarim is. The Rav says, kol shalechazal kvoid koinoi, sho'ivra averu b'seiser, vo'omar ein shchino metzui kanu miro eni miyoy de'eni. Sounds like somebody who's not, doesn't have a sensory awareness that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom, and he thinks he can do whatever he wants to do without ayin roi, without hashgacha pratis. Why is that related to this Mishnah? It belongs to Pirkei Avos.